good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson, a lay Dominican who is assistant to the Promoter General of the Dominican Laity. Ruth Ann lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Chain Reaction.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Gospel of the Lord. This is surely one of the most attractive episodes in the whole Gospel. And I have to confess that I hadn't fully appreciated it until I started thinking what I could say about it here. Call me dim-witted, but I had never realized what a lovely example this is of interracial, intercultural harmony. On a superficial reading, it's about the centurion, Roman soldier, Gentile, who not only asks for Jesus' help, but shows extraordinary humility and even more extraordinary faith. He says, "Don't bother coming. It's enough if you just say the word." And his words there, as quoted in the Gospel, are what the Liturgy of the Eucharist invites us to remember just before we make our communion. We recognize publicly that we don't deserve it, and that goes for everybody, saints included, because the whole point is that the Eucharist is a gift. It's not something we've earned. And we add, "Only say the word." Or I actually would prefer it as, "Say just one word and you'll heal me." So we Gentiles here are repeating the words of one of the very first Gentiles to recognize the power of Jesus, because that's what the centurion was. But then look again at the first part of this passage. The Gentile centurion asks some Jewish elders to intervene on his behalf. And not only do they oblige, which is remarkable enough in heaven's name, but they actually say to Jesus, "He's a really good man. He deserves this." And here we are, 2,000 years later, still sometimes struggling to live in a harmony that goes beyond cultural barriers, a harmony that finds expression in the true fraternity of urgent prayer for whoever, regardless of race or religion or political leanings, whoever needs our prayer, whoever we recognize as a brother, as a sister, as a decent human being. Everybody in this story is a shining example. The slave, who's obviously outstanding. He's valued by his master. The centurion, who's valued by the Jewish elders. The Jewish elders, who are valued by Jesus, because he reacts immediately to their request. And the climax is what all Christians aim at, or should aim at, to amaze Jesus with our faith. And judging from this story, that is something we can do if we trust him, if we trust each other, if we set up a chain reaction of mutual love and prayer. ¶¶